Sounds about packing off Mission Zion. Call Azo Sheyesh Lo Shane Levi. Possible. Any Azo which has an accompanying name is possible. Nazar Bahaisa. The Torah says that you to dip into the mecha, to dip into the water that is mixed with the ash of the paraduma and to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. And the Mishnah tells us that the Azo that is used for sprinkling on Tamei Mesim has to be a regular Azo, not an Azo with an accompanying name, like we'll see some cases of that further on in the Mishnah. Azo Zeh, kosher. If you have an Azo which is called Azo Zeh, meaning to say it's a regular Azo, anybody who sees it said this is the Azo, this is a regular Azo that the Torah is referring to, that's the Azo, that is kosher. Azo Yavan, Azo Kuchlis, Azo Romi, Azo Midbari, puzzle. Here the Mishnah is giving some examples of an Azo which has an accompanying name and is puzzle. A Greek Azo, or a blue Azo, or a Roman Azo, or a desert Azo. All these Azovim are puzzle. This is not the Azo that the Torah had in mind when the Torah said to take an Azo to dip into the Mechazes and sprinkle on Tamei Mesa. The Shal Truma Tmeya puzzle. An Azo, which was Truma and had become Tamei, is puzzle. To use it to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. As cultivated Azov is considered earthling, considered food, and is chayiv in Truma. And if you have an Azov which is Truma and it had become Tamei, you're not allowed to use it to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. Even if it's less than a kaber, and even though it's Tamei, it cannot be Mitamei the Mechata since it's less than the size of an egg. Even so, since it's Tamei, you're not allowed to use it to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. And it's not only Truma Tmei they're not allowed to use to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim, but any Azo that is Tamei, even if it's not Truma, even if it's less than a Kabea, cannot be used to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim. Vishel Tahira Lo Yazeh Bim Hizeh Kasher. If you have an Azo, which is Truma Tahira, it's Truma, but it had not become Tamei, it's Tar. Lechatchila, you should not use it to dip into the Mechata to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim, but if B'dieved you do use it, it would be Kasher. The reason why you should not lechatchila use an Azo, which is Truma, the Mephoshim explain, because we have to be careful to be Shaymer Truma to make sure that Truma does not become Tamei. And since Mechatzis easily becomes Puzzle, and when the Mechatzis becomes Puzzle, the Truma which you had dipped into it would become Tamei from the Mechatzis, so therefore you should not use the Azo, which is Truma, to dip into the Mechatzis, as it can easily become Tamei, and we have to be careful that Truma does not become Tamei. Ain mazin lo biyonkos, lo bitmaros. We should not use an azo, which is a young shoot, nor should we use tomorrows from an azo, the berry, as a tip of the azo. That's not the part of the azo that should be used in the hazaria of the mei chatos. Ain chayavin al hayonkos abias hamikdash. Even though we said you should not use an azo, which is a young shoot, to be used to dip on the mei chatos. But if we did use a yonek, a young shoot of an azo, to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim, a person who was sprinkled on from the yonkos would not be chayv if he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody who had become Tamei Mes and entered the Beis HaMikdash would be chayv kart. Now if this person had the mechata sprinkle on him from a yonek, from a young shoot, even though we said you should not use a young shoot to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim, but b'dieved if he did so, and the person who had the mechata sprinkled on him from the yonek, then subsequently enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav kurt. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, af lo al ha-tmaros. Rabbi Eliezer said, the same thing would be true if somebody had become Tamei Mates and had mechata sprinkled on him from tomorrow's, from the berries, on the tip of the Azo. If he would subsequently enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav kurt, even though Lechazkili should not use the tomorrow to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. If he did so, and the person subsequently entered the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav kurt. Elohen ha-yankos. Givarlin Shalom Gum. What's considered an Azo, which is a young shoot? A stalk which had not yet ripened, that's in the category of Yonkos and should not be used for the sprinkling on Tamei Mesim. The second part of Parakeet off, Mishnah has Azo Shehiza Bo, Kosher Latire Bo, Es Hamitso. An Azo which is used to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. You take an Azo to dip into the Mechata and use that Azov to sprinkle on Tamei Mesim. Now, if that Azov has already been used in the process of being Matari Tamei Mesim, it is still kosher to be Matari and Mitzurah. As in the process of the Tara Samitzurah, an Azov is used. And an Azov that has already been used for the Mechatas can be used subsequently in the process of the Tara Samitzurah. Laktu la'etzim, v'naflu alav mashkin, menagvo v'hu kosher. If the azov that you want to use for the mechata was originally picked to be used for firewood, and afterwards liquid fell on it, you would dry off the liquid and it would be kosher. As an azov has dual uses. Sometimes when it's cultivated and grown in a gina, it is used for food. And sometimes it is used for firewood. Now, if you originally picked the azov to be used for firewood and liquid had fallen on it, that liquid would not be metame the azov, even though the azov subsequently will be used for the mechata. And all liquid is considered tame as far as the par duma is concerned. But in this case, since he didn't pick it for food, you picked it instead for firewood. And firewood is not makabo tuma, so it doesn't matter that liquid fell on it. You would just wipe off the liquid, and subsequently, you can use it to dip into the mechata to sprinkle on tamei meis. Lakta lochlin, v'naflo lov mashkin. Apo picha nagbo puzzle. If you originally picked the azov for oichlin, you wanted to eat the azov, that's why you picked it. And then liquid fell on the azov. Even if you dry off the liquid, that azov is possible to be used for the mechatas. And since you picked it for oichlin, and oichlin is makabel tuma, when the liquid fell on it, it's mitame the azov as far as the mechata. And even if that liquid was tar, it would be mitame the azov to be used for the mechata. As was seen previously, that all liquids are considered tame when it comes to the para adum. Lakto lechatos. Kimalaki loichlin divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, kimalaki leitzim. If you originally picked the azov, not for food nor for firewood, instead you picked it for the chatas, you had in mind that you would use it for the mechatas, it has the same din as if you picked it for food. According to Rabbi Meir, it's susceptible to becoming tummy, so therefore if liquid fell on it, it would become tummy unless that liquid was kept tar expressly with the paraduma in mind. While Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon disagree, they hold it has the same din as if you picked it for firewood, and since you picked it for the mechatas not to eat, so therefore, it's not considered oichlin and would not be mekabel tuma. It has the same din as regular eichim that is used for firewood, and even if liquid fell on it, it would not become tuma, according to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon.